I am Kaya Jones with KGLP, Gallup Public Radio, and today I am here with Lauren Anthony, who recently starred in the film How to Blow Up a Pipeline. Now, Lauren, how did you get into this, the film industry, whatever you're doing?
I got into the film industry just by being a res kid playing with rocks and sticks and pretending to be different things that I've always wanted to be growing up. You know, just a lover of film, lover of movies, lover of TV shows, and just really had an escape through film. And not knowing that that was going to be my career path, it just became one of those things where it evolved eventually. Because I started out in the music scene, playing heavy metal, playing and touring all of North America for half my life. So as a little kid, I got into the entertainment scene very early, and that led me getting into film when I was seeking my sobriety. Every film that I've done has always led to the next, and just like every day leads to the next. Whatever we do in our time frame, in the days that we have to utilize towards our goals, towards our dreams, we have every opportunity to do that. So for film, in my sense, it's something that I love. I'm very passionate about. I love storytelling. I love connecting the human emotion and displaying that to an audience so they can say, yes, I feel that. I have been in that situation and I'm finding that. And for me, it's a lot of healing. It's a lot of purposeful emotion that I'm putting forth to my characters, to the work. And I'm not just acting either. I'm also working with casting. I'm helping people with coaching. I'm doing a lot of one-on-one artist development. And then I'm also producing and writing. So my hands are involved in a lot of this. And I'm really proud to be from Gallup. And I'm proud to be from the area. I'm proud to be Navajo, from the Navajo Nation. And to be able to hold that ground and space within that community, within that industry, it's really, really impactful for people to see.
What was your role in How to Blow Up a Pipeline?
You got to see the movie. I can't just give it away. It's a huge cast. I mean, there's a lot of players in this film, and it's a very controversial film at this point. But once you watch the film, you realize it's not so controversial. It's about what we're really going through in our everyday life. Some people may watch this film and say, wow, this shouldn't be going on. But on our end, as being Native people, Indigenous people, we're facing all kinds of front lines of different battles that we have to do. Even in film, just to get the representation right, just to get the stories right, it's another front. So we have a lot of front lines. And within the story, there's the topics of environmental impacts with climate change, environmental justice, and how do we come up with solutions.
Are you familiar with When and Where Explaining, playing in Gallup currently?
I'll tell you a little story of how this happened. So we did the film in different locations in New Mexico, and then we also shot in North Dakota. And this started out as an indie project. And this is like how the film industry can work. You write a story, you create a production, you get your cast, you get your people involved to tell the story. And we got it into a festival, and it made it into the Toronto Film Festival, the International Film Festival. And at that point, it was bought by Neon Rated, the distributor, and they're a big company that is very proactive in telling stories. And I'm really grateful that they are, because they're giving space for Native people. They're giving space for people of color. They're giving space for all walks of life to have time to share their impact on the world. But also with this distribution, it's going to be worldwide pretty soon, actually this week. Right now, it's already in theaters everywhere except Gallup. So that's kind of the downside to, you know, some of the things that we face here, because like there's a lot of cool movies that don't come to Gallup and you got to go elsewhere to go see them. But being involved in this film, I was able to say, hey, I want to bring this to Gallup. Let's do it. And they're totally down for it. So that's what we're going to do. And we're going to bring it to the El Moro for one night only. And it's going to be an awesome event, because we're going to have myself, we're going to have some panelists and other people in film that are going to be there. So it's going to be something different for Gallup.
And doesn't really matter, but is there any more information or like a website, Facebook page that we could go to?
The information for the film itself can be checked out on Neon Rated. They're online. They'll have an Instagram account, Twitter, and Facebook, of course. But for this event itself, you can check out the kglp.org and look at the flyer that's up. It's a community event that I want to share with my friends, all my friends. So you guys that are listening, you are dubbed the sword from your shoulder to the other shoulder. You are now my friend. And you are invited. We are going to be producing a film in Gallup. I wrote it. It's called The Last Stop. and we're going to be doing a casting call probably in a month or so. So that's happening for Gallup. We're going to bring that here. So we're going to have like crew and everything. And I just want people to freak out on that a little bit too. But also, like, you know, the work I do with the Chish for Che is really important for people to understand that we're doing that year round. We're providing thousands of loads of firewood every year. Got calluses on my hands all the time. I think that's always something for people to connect the dots to. Because a lot of people that are my fellow colleagues in film that are Native or Navajo, they don't come home. I don't put it on them, but it happens. So for me, just to be that little rarity of things to where I'm still here. Like, I could be in LA, could be in New York, which I was already like a couple of days ago, and doing this whole press tour for this film. But, you know, I'm always representing Gallup. I'm always representing Navajo. And I think that's always important, too.